Hello everyone, how are you doing today? This is Dr. Sumer with my pep talk. And today in this pep talk, I wanted to address something that I have learned recently. Now, recently I've learned that we all seek advices from other people. We all seek, you know, answers from other people. But sometimes we forget the most important person from which we should seek advice is ourselves. So I'll give you a background to this talk of mine. I shared on Instagram a story and I asked, what would you advise to your younger self if, you know, somehow you could communicate something to, you know, your own self 5 years earlier, 10 years earlier? And I got variety of responses, and all of them were so wise, all of them were so correct. But then I feel that if we all know what is to be done, why we are not doing it? Somehow we tend to forget that, you know, we forget that in the heart of heart, in the soul of soul, in the deepest of yourself, you already know what you really want. Somehow we are, you know, procrastinating. Somehow we are, you know, driven into transitory pleasures like, you know, watching Netflix or, you know, playing a video game. You know, we somehow lose the way in between, but each one of us is already aware of what we really want to do. Now I'll give you a background there. So after I read the messages and the replies by people on my Insta profile, some of them wanted their younger self to chill and relax. Some of them wanted their younger self to know that it would be okay. Then I started to wonder that what would I tell my younger self if I had the choice right now? So the things that I wanted to tell, and I was so surprised that those are the things I really want to know right now as well. Number one, and I think, you know, I wanted to share it with all of you. That's why I thought I'll make a pep talk here. Number one thing that I want to tell my younger self, and I want to tell all of you as well, is that impossible is just an opinion. Now, impossible is just an opinion by other people. Don't take it to heart. This is one thing that I want to tell to my younger self. I want to tell to my son. I want to tell to all of you that, you know, stop regarding, you know, people telling you this is impossible, that is impossible, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. You have to come out of this. Impossible is nothing but an opinion. An opinion expressed by people who believe they don't want to do it, or they cannot do it, or they are unable to do it. Whatever you think is impossible, you know, somebody else would make it possible. So impossible is just an opinion. Second thing that I thought I would want my younger self to know, and, you know, when I say my own younger self, I want to, you know, tell to all my dear students as well, is that, you know, success comes to you if you relentlessly come back to it. I'll explain to you. Now, I have been, you know, looking at life and understanding, and I've been talking to students for so many years. And I've always been thinking that, you know, what makes somebody successful and what, you know, what works in their favor. So what I've realized over the years is people who are successful, you know, by the worldly definitions of success, are people who come back to their target or their goal every time. What do I mean by coming back to it? What I mean here is, let me just explore it to you, for you, that, you know, we all, you know, when you are, you know, when we acquire consciousness, you know, so, you know, that would be like, you know, when you are class 4th or 5th or 6th, when you realize that, you know, you are a person separate from, you have an identity separate from your parents and from everybody else, you are a person. So from the time when you realize you are a person, you start developing a compass inside you. This compass is pointing towards your destined pathway, or it is pointing towards what you really want to do. It is pointing towards your happiness, doing what would make you maximum happy. And that compass is pointing out to the, you know, what you want to do. The key here is that, you know, although we all have a compass pointing to it, but in between, Just like, you know, if you have magnetic fields disturbing a compass, the needle would sway. You have, you know, distractions happening. Now, how you get distracted in the path is that you meet people who tell you that, you know, whatever you've been thinking is wrong and you are, you know, chasing the impossible. And you do the mistake of believing them. But I told you, impossible is just an opinion. Second thing that I would want you to see here is that, you know, why would you lose touch of that compass is because of, you know, when you become insecure. Now, what happens is that whenever we are on this journeys of life, and when you grow up, in between you would acquire some, you know, there would be mistakes that you would make, some failures will be there, some relationship would go wrong, some exams would go wrong, some enterprise would go wrong. You can't have everything right in your life, so some things would go wrong. The difference is the people who do well in life are able to take failures as a stepping stone to the next success. They try to learn from it. They don't believe that it is a failure. They believe it's a learning experience. But some other people would, you know, take that failure as the ultimate setback and would become insecure about it. Now, when you become insecure about your ability to do well, and we all have similar abilities to do well, we are all blessed that we are born as humans. We have immense potential, immense ability. But I hope you see it here, that now what happens is when you become insecure, suddenly you open up yourself to opinions. Now everybody has an opinion about you. And normally you would not, those noises, those people, whatever they're saying would not matter to you. But now suddenly, because you're insecure, when you're insecure, you open a window. You open a window to let people question you. Now people start questioning your ability and you're already insecure. You amplify it and you start believing it must have been impossible and I will not be able to do it. So what I wanted you to see today is the difference between people who do well in life and people who don't do well in life is that people who do well in life, they relentlessly come back to it. They come back to their target. They come back to their pointed compass, which, you know, is pointing to the way they want to lead their life. They come back to it. They don't go away just because people are saying it is impossible. They don't become insecure at the first time they fail. They don't become insecure when things go wrong. And why is this so important is because it is not just failures and self-doubts that would, you know, cause problems in life. Sometimes things happen in life which are beyond your control. For example, you know, we are right now in the middle of a situation which is actually beyond our control. We are in the middle of a pandemic right now. So you could not have anticipated it. You could not, you know, we could not do anything about it. There's no definite cure available. We don't know what to do about it. And we're stuck about it. Now, suppose you're running a business today, maybe suppose you're running a cinema hall or any business where you had a public gathering, what would you do? Now, you are secure, you are not insecure, you are confident about yourself. You don't believe what people tell you not to believe. You have very secure, but still there is a situation which is beyond your control. Now, what I've seen is that people who do well in life, they would also have emergencies to attend to. They would also have setbacks like this. They would have situations which are beyond their control, in which they are temporarily affected. But then they come back. They come back and then they hit the road back to their own point. They relentlessly come back. So what I want my younger self to know today is impossible is an opinion. Second thing I want my younger self to know is keep relentlessly coming back to your target. It doesn't really matter what people are telling you. It doesn't really matter what is happening in the world. If you keep coming back to what you really want to do, you would make it big. And you know, what makes me so wise today is that, you know, today is a day which is, you know, where I feel very, very happy about things. I'll give you an idea. Now, DAMS has been a classroom course which has been running for 2 decades now, and we've been kind of catered to the entire Indian medical graduates. And with the pandemic, the government suddenly announced a lockdown on the education institutes, and suddenly it was all, you know, hazy in March. But I'm so happy today that, you know, everybody told me now it is impossible to do this. Sometimes people raised fingers. They said, you know, how would you finish syllabus? What would happen? But then there is an invisible compass inside me which tells me what I really want to do. What I really want to do is I want to continue doing what I like doing and what I like teaching. I want to continue doing this because I feel I know something about education which others don't know. Or, you know, I feel that I, you know, that's my personal perspective, that I feel something about teaching stronger than, you know, usual people, that I feel, you know, this is something that I really want to do and this is something I want to do. Now, in March, I sat back and I thought about, like, I can't let the pandemic affect what I want to do. I can't let it stop my journey. So yeah, I thought about it. And I, you know, started the live classes. I started live classes on the eMedicos app. And now, the reason I'm so happy today is that, you know, in March, we were in doubts and I was feeling a little insecure. People were pointing fingers, asking questions. But I'm so happy today, September 20th, I've been able to finish my syllabuses with live classes, extensive live classes, covering every single doubt of every single student. With now, we have started, you know, live doubt solving to cover every student personally. Now, what makes me happy is that, you know, I came back to it, you know. So that is what I want you to know. When you relentlessly come back to your goal, when you relentlessly come back to what you really want to do, then there's no stopping you. The disasters, the natural disasters, your own made disasters, everything would not matter. What really matters is how relentlessly you come back. At this point, you know, I want to mention a movie which I really, really like watching. That movie is by Sylvester Stallone, is Rocky. I'm sure, you know, most of you have seen that movie. In that movie, he gets, you know, beaten black and blue by the opponent. But, you know, if you notice, he always gets up at the end of every round. And then he says that it is not about how hard you can hit the opponent. It is about how hard you can be hit and then you still come back. I really totally feel that line in my soul. I feel, you know, that is something I totally agree to. The idea about success is like, you know, it's all up to you how you define your life and how you define your success. But I feel people who are seeking more, if you're in the high ambition zone, you want more out of life, you have to know these two things. You can't let people tell you this is impossible and okay, you know, here onwards this is impossible. You can't let people govern your possibilities. You can't let a word impossible define the future that you can create. For example, if, you know, 100 years earlier somebody had talked about a mobile phone, they would have thought it is impossible. Even if they were visionary, you know, suppose you go back to history and you talk to Akbar the Great or Samrat Ashok and you tell them about an aeroplane or a helicopter, they would not believe you. They'll say impossible. But that is an opinion. Opinion of a period, opinion of an individual, opinion of that era. And we have seen in the past, we will see this in the future as well. These opinions don't matter in the long run. What matters is a man's zeal to create, a man's zeal to, you know, improvise. So impossible is an opinion of people. Don't take it to heart. Don't let it define what you can become and what you can achieve. Now say today, I tell you that, you know, one day there would be human colonies on Mars. You would not believe me. You know, nobody would agree to it. But maybe 50 years later, 100 years later, people would think that what these people were not thinking about all this. It always happens like this. So don't let, only thing that I want you to know today, what I have learned is, and I want to tell my younger self today is, impossible should be taken only as an opinion, not an absolute statement. And second thing that I really want you to know is, please, please come back to your invisible compass. Please come back to your direction relentlessly. there would be setbacks. Definitely there will be setbacks. You can't be winning all the time. Trust me, you can't be winning all the time. But people who are, you know, winning in the longer run, it's a marathon that you're playing. It's not a, you know, one day match any longer. It's not just a 1 hour game that you're playing. It's a lifetime of a marathon that you're playing. So people who are relentless, people who keep coming back to it, would win. That is what I want you to know today. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. Do write back to me if you enjoy it. And do let me know that, you know, if my talks make a change in the way you think. Because success is more about the mindset that you have, less about the talent. It is more about the mindset. I wish you all the best.